I want to apologize in advance that Baruch Hashem, as I said beforehand, we have our Talmidei Chachamim that already took the test and they know these halachos better than me, and we're going to test them throughout the year and see what they remember. And this is really is a lot of chazara of smichas chaver, because what can we do? I mean, we learned so well the halachos of Amir al-Nochri that obviously it will come up. But as I said, this series is based on the wonderful sefer of Rav Yosef Tzvi Mon et Zikna, and he writes the halachos and the guidelines how to treat a senior that needs help, constant help in his house. So last week we spoke about Amir Bishul Nochri, and yesterday I repeated half of it to the ladies, and I think it was very, very good, very well received. I enjoyed it very much as well. And Baruch Hashem, we're going to carry on with this for a few more weeks. But today, we're going to discuss today how to handle your household on Shabbos with the non-Jew, and try to focus on the case when there is a senior that really needs the constant help, and how the halacha will treat him maybe differently. So again, we have here some Talmidei Chachamim, but I'll just bring out a few comments. Hilchos Shabbos Shailos regarding Amir al-Nochri. I remember very clearly as a boy in Bnei Akiva, we had this Shabbaton in one of these inns, hotels, Achsaniyat Noah, and we were in this room and it was dark. There weren't any lights on, so our Talmidei Chachamim counselors went to the non-Jew and said to him very, very cleverly, Chashuch po b'cheder. No? So, and then he came and he turned on the lights, he understood the hint. Was this okay? Oh, Rav Chaim says no, Baruch Hashem, he remembers very well. So, is it always not okay?
They didn't say anything.
Yeah, he's right, they have enough of it.
Okay, and maybe something else? I didn't have a half a minute of Neki was a mitzvah gdola. You're right, maybe it is a mitzvah gdola. I don't know. Sorry? It was only for, I know, this pula, that I don't know, this kind of... We'll see that, yeah, we'll see that. So maybe a tzibur, but the question is it tzibur for everything? There's not going to be a game projected on outside the screen, but the screen is off. For the tzibur, let's turn on the screen. Of course not, I mean, that's also a mitzvah value. But maybe there's also light outside. So you already have a bit of light. So maybe it's Tosefis, maybe. Sorry? Okay. So that is one question. When can we actually hint? Another question, I was in the Pesach program in Chadera 5 years ago, and I don't know what happened, but it was a hotel with 22 floors, and for some reason those who run the program thought it would be a great idea to have the shul on floor number 1 and the seder on floor 22. It was a beautiful place, right? You had a beautiful view, it was very, very nice, but yeah, so many people that had to walk all the way up. Some of them were seniors. And they said, no worries. What we're going to do is we're going to tell a few non-Jews before Shabbos, listen to me, between the hours 8 to 9, your job is to stand in the elevator and just constantly press 1-22, 1-22, and back and forth, you'll just be there and you will be the human Shabbos elevator. So is it okay? Can you ask them on a weekday, do that on Shabbos? Is that going to help? What do you think?
Everyone does it.
Oh, Yofi. The majority of the world is a goyim. What can we do? No, but...
Yeah, but if you're telling him just to do that all the time, and he knows that's his job, you told him before Shabbos, right?
No, isn't that maybe a Amir al-Nochri? It's Melacha. Who says it's okay to say before Shabbos? So let's see all these things. Also, of course, we'll try to also discuss a few senior issues, but let's say there's a person that is lonely, and he's him and his senior in the fourth floor in the condominium, and he wants to go to shul on Shabbos. There is no Shabbos elevator. Can he ask the non-Jew, take me to shul, press the elevator, press the buttons, take me for a walk outside? Can we do all these things? All these things are going to be discussed, and as Reb Chaim said, that this is 10 weeks worth of Semichas Chaver into 40 minutes approximately. So we'll see how that works out. Okay, so let's start. What is the source and the reasons of the Isra of Amir al-Nochri? The Torah tells us in source number 1, says, "Uvemeshvi mikra kodesh yelachem kol melacha lo yaseh b'hem." And those who know Hebrew very well should know that it should be written, "Kol melacha lo tasu." You don't do melacha. But when we say "kol melacha lo yaseh," so we're actually saying every melacha should not be done. And that means that that's not only that you should not do the melacha. It also means that the melacha should be done, meaning the malacha should be done. Not only that you, the Gavri, should do it. This chavs of malacha should be done, not by you, not by anyone. And indeed, Mechilta says in source number 2, Kol melacha lo yaseh behem, lo taseh ata, velo yaseh chavercha, velo yaseh goy melachtecha. The Mechilta says, and it learns from this pasuk, that the non-Jew should not do malacha for you. Is this deraisa? Is now he's learned this from a pasuk. So is this an iser deraisa, a biblical commandment to say not to tell a non-Jew do for me malacha? So no, halacha ma'isa. The majority of poskim and rishonim, they'll say it's only an iser divrei sofrim, as the Rambam says in source number 3. Asul amar legor lasod lanu malacha b'shabbat, and he says at the end v'davar ze asul medivrei sofrim. It's only the rabbanan, as we famously call it. It's a shvus. It's only a shvus. And that's why it's only the Om Rabbanan. The reason behind the Isra says the Rambam, Kidei Shelo Tiyek Shabbat Kala Beinehem V'Yavou La'asod Ba'atzman. The reason why this takana came from the rabbis was because that we don't want Shabbos to be treated lightly. And if we're going to ask the non-Jew to do for us everything, so in that case, also we're going to eventually do something. So it is in Isra de Rabbanan. The rabbis say, do not ask the non-Jew to do for you things on Shabbos. Very famously, Rashi gives in the sources 4 and 5 two reasons or two explanations. How does it actually work? What is the halachic problem? The rabbis say, don't ask the non-Jew. But to which halacha that we know, we actually attach it to. Right? So Rashi says in source number 4, why can't you ask the non-Jew to do free malacha? Umah she'asur li'Yisrael lomar lovet kochavim, asay kach, zeo mishum, min tzochef tzacha, v'dabir dover, dibur asur. As we all know, on Shabbos, we constantly say, nish Shabbos girid this, nish Shabbos girid that, it doesn't help, nish Shabbos girid doesn't help you do isurim. On Shabbos, we cannot talk certain things, we cannot talk dibur eichol, we cannot talk about business, we cannot talk about melachos, and because of that, say the rabbis, you can also cannot instruct the non-Jew, do for me a melacha, because you just saying that, telling the non-Jew, do for me something, that is already a violation of daber davar. Speaking inappropriate things on Shabbos that are nisht Shabbos giret. That is reason number 1 of Rashi, why is it that we have this issur of Amir al-Nachri. Reason number 2, says Rashi in source number 5, that you can't ask a non-Jew to carry something for you. Why? Hareu shlucho liseinu b'shabbat. Says Rashi that the problem is that the way that it actually works, Amir al-Nachri, when you ask the non-Jew, light for me the fire, he is my shaliach to do that. He has a non-Jew to turn on the lights. He's my shaliach to do that. Usually we say, ein shlichus l'nochri, that the non-Jew cannot be a shaliach. Usually we say, ein shlichus l'dvar avera. However, nevertheless, the rabbi has instituted that there's also an element of shlichus in Amir l'nochri. So in that case, why can't the non-Jew do for us these things? Because he's also our shaliach. So you have two reasons in Rashi, or two things that actually explain the mechanics of the Isser, the nature of the Isser. One is that the Isser is because of Dabir Davar. You cannot ask, you cannot speak Diburi Chol on Shabbos. And reason number 2, he is your shaliach. What is the nafkamina? Yeah. That's right, because there's an isra for your animal to do melacha on Shabbos. There's also an isra for my slave to do for me melacha on Shabbos. A non-Jew who's not my slave, not my employee, not nothing, so I cannot talk to him to do isra on Shabbos. Says Avnei Nezer in source number 6, what is the nafkamina between these two approaches, whether it's dabar davar or it is shlichus? So he says, let's say I'm asking him on Shabbos, do me a favor, buy me tickets to game 7 tomorrow. Okay, wait for tomorrow, go tomorrow and buy for me tickets for game 7. So in that case, I'm Moitzi Shabbos. So he's doing the melacha on Moitzi Shabbos. But I'm asking him on Shabbos, so if the Isra is Shlichus, he's doing my command on Moitzi Shabbos. So in that case, it's fine. But the Isra is because of Daber Davar, I cannot even say these words on Shabbos. So in that case, I can't ask him to do something on Shabbos. I can't ask him on Shabbos to do for me something on Moitzi Shabbos. That is according to the first reason. Now, if it's the opposite, I'm saying to him on Thursday, if the Leafs are going to win on Friday, buy me tickets for the Leafs for Game 7 on Shabbos. So if this is because of Shlichus, for sure it's a problem. If it's because of Dabir Davar, so I'm asking on a weekday, I'm not saying any Diburei Chol, so in that case it's fine. Lemaise, we're Machmir both ways. Because you have the issue of Dabir Davar, don't ask on Shabbos, do for me something on a weekday. And because of the problem of Shlichus, you cannot ask him on a weekday, do for me something on Shabbos. So you cannot ask the non-Jew, do me a favor, and press the buttons of the elevator back and forth, 22 and 1, on a weekday, you can't ask it to do that on Shabbos. Sorry? No. The regular laws of Shlichus do not apply here, because generally there isn't a Shlichus le'akum. But because of Shotek Shabbos Kalab Be'neim, the rabbi said that we're going to add here another factor called Shlichus, even though that usually doesn't work. So we have here two reasons about the Mila Nochri, and that has, as we said, Nafkaminos, don't ask on a weekday, do for me something on Shabbos. Don't ask on Shabbos, do for me something on a weekday. That is the source and the reasons behind Amira le'nochri. Now, very important to remember that beyond the Isser of Amira... Wait a minute. Well, we will, the conclusion will be in the last minute, so we'll stay awake until the end of this year. Let me say, I did walk 22 flights, and I was exhausted, and it was not my best sitter night in the world, but that's what it is. But it's very important to remember that even if you don't ask the non-Jew, there's also an Isser Hana'a. The Mishnah says, Oved Kochavim, in source number 7, Oved Kochavim, the non-Jew, Hidlik et Taner, Mishtamesh Leoro Yisrael. Right? I'm now sitting, there's a non-Jew who walks into Bais Midrash, he wants to open a book, he turns on the light, sits down and reads a book, so I can now join and read with him, because he turned on the light for himself. But in Bishvil Israel, Asur. But if he sees me in the dark, trying to learn, and I can't read properly, he says, oh, Mr. Man, why are you now sitting here in the dark? I'll turn on the light for you. So says the Mishnah, you cannot benefit. I didn't say anything to him. I didn't ask anything. There was no Amira. But nevertheless, the Mishnah tells us, beyond Amira, there's an Isser Hana'a. He does a Melacha for you. You cannot benefit from this Melacha. I also heard a recording of Arya Leibowitz, Shlita, about these topics. So he said a story that he heard from Rav Schachter that happened in Toronto. So interesting, maybe you guys know the people involved, but there was a certain person in Toronto that many years ago, he hosted in his house the chief rabbi of Israel, Rav Yitzchak Isaac Halevi Herzog. That was like 70 years ago. 70 years ago, he hosted the chief rabbi, and apparently this person in Toronto had a very nice library. He said, come see my library. But what happened? The library was dark, it was pitch black, so they tried to figure out this old safer. The non-Jew comes and turns on the light. So the rabbi, the chief rabbi knows halacha. So no, we cannot say the room because of the light, because we cannot benefit from the malacha of a non-Jew. 30 years later, Rav Gorin, the chief rabbi, this after Rav Herzog, and he was again by the house of this person in Toronto, and again this person in Toronto wanted to show him the library, and again it was dark, but this time the same non-Jew, this sounds crazy, but this same non-Jew, 30 years later, he turns on the light, but sits down and reads a sefer inside that room, because they learned 30 years ago from the chief rabbi of Israel himself that you cannot benefit from the light unless the non-Jew benefits from this as well. This is a bit of a shtickle harama, because obviously the non-Jew wasn't so interested to read in that particular room. He did it obviously for the Jew, but it's for sure much, much easier. So beyond the Isser of actually saying something to the non-Jew, there's also an Isser Hana'a. You got benefit from something that he is clearly doing for you. However, there are two exceptions. There are two cases that we can benefit from the melacha of the non-Jew, and that will have severe and very important consequences. Number one is, as we famously learned in Simchas Chavrut last year, indirect hana'a. If, let's say, lo aleinu, a house is burning, and a non-Jew comes and sees, oh, vay, the house is burning, he's coming and extinguishing the flames, so in that case, you could benefit from the house. Hi, the Maggid of Ram asks, and the Chorim asks, wait a second, you can't benefit from the malacha of a non-Jew. And Mechabe is also malacha. Explains the Magen Avraham, but it's explained even better in the Orcha Shavis in source number 9. And there's a difference. When the non-Jew does a positive thing for you, he does a direct hana'ah, you're now in the dark, and now he's creating light for you, so that is the type of hana'ah that you cannot benefit. But if it is an indirect hana'ah, he's not creating something for you. He's just taking away the problem, he's taking away the fire, so in that case, this is a type of hana'ah which is actually allowed. When he creates a hana'ah chiyuvis, a sheva chiyuvi, a positive hana'ah, so in that case you cannot benefit from it. So if I'm now in the dark, I can't read, he turns on the light, I cannot benefit from it. But if my bedroom is now, has this light on, I'm trying to fall asleep, and the non-Jew comes and says, Mr. Man, why are you sleeping in the light? And he turns off the light, so in that case, it's fine. Because this is what's called indirect hana'ah. This is actually okay. Taking away the problem is okay. Bringing something good is a problem. Yeah?
So if you're in a room,
yeah,
it's very hot.
Yeah.
Can boy lower the temperature and take it away?
So that is so if he's lowering the temperature, let's say there is no air conditioner. Okay, there is an air conditioner and he turns on the air conditioner, you have to leave.
Right.
If it's cold in the room and the air conditioner is on, he could turn off the air conditioner.
Yeah.
He's allowed to because he's now taking away the problem that's indirect enough. Okay? So, now, if it's already on and he wants to play with it, that's a bit more complicated. I actually didn't bring it here, but Moshe Feinstein says, if it is already on, but now he's just decreasing the temperature, so in that case, it's a bit of a question, is he actually doing something or not? Again, so if it's off, it's boiling hot in here, and he comes and turns it on, I have to leave.
It's set on automatic, let's say 20 degrees.
Yeah.
And right now, it's too cold, and it's set on 900 degrees. It's off. It's not working.
It's off, entirely. The machine is off. I'm confused already. I'm confused.
The timer's off now. Can you start playing with some of the setting? Because you're not doing. It's just something that will happen. That idea.
That's really something else. You're actually asking doing malacha in grama, but he's now actually doing a positive thing. He's now.
That's not grama because it's going to go on right away.
No, the other way around. It's not going to go on.
I'm confused with the example.
He's stopping it. It's like a whatever. It's talking about, you're getting into something else completely.
Okay, forget it.
We'll talk about that next week.
Yeah. When he's turning off the light, he's not taking away from it. He's making it better for him.
So this is, I think, connected to the philosophical question: is choshech a bria b'fnei atzma? Is it a real entity, or is it what's called a he'eder? There's no light. That is darkness. Is there something? Is there a creation called darkness? In that case, you're right. He created darkness, or is it actually taking away the light? And if you say it's taking away the light, so that is indirect hana'ah. So of course I'm benefiting from it, but I'm benefiting from my bed, from my room, and the thing that was disturbing me is now going away. But now a room with light is a new thing. It's a new room. You're now enjoying the light. Who hits over here? And now I can read the letters. So that is already considered to be more of a direct benefit. It's a nice question you're asking. It's something to think about. But I think that's the explanation. So anyways, when taking away something which is disturbing, you could actually benefit from that thing. That is one example of things you could benefit. Another example is, in source number 10, I'll just say Baal Peh, that let's say you have some light in the room, and now let's say you're reading in your house, no light's on, but it's day, and you have light coming from outside, you have already light in the house. And now he comes and turns on the light for you. So in that case, this is what's called Tosefet Hana'ah. He's already adding Hana'ah to something that you already have in your house. I already have light in my house. So if he adds more light to my house, this is actually okay. But this is true only as long as there's actually light coming from outside. Once the light, the day will end, and no more light will come into the room, so in that case, it's no good, and you can no longer stay in the room. So that's why maybe in the Bnei Akiva case, maybe if there was some light coming from outside, you had some light in the room, and now they're only adding light to it, so maybe it was fine. I don't know. But, so those two things you could benefit, indirect hana'ah, right? Doing this, taking away the thing which is disturbing you, and the second is tosefet hana'ah.
So you're saying that if you have two light bulbs, one is burning and the other one isn't, and he comes and turns on the second one.
Yeah.
It's okay. right?
Yeah.
But if the second one
turns off
or burns out,
yeah,
you can't use it.
Exactly the case. Now, in both of these cases, I cannot ask the non-Jew directly, please turn off the light. I can't do that. If he does it on his own, it's fine. I cannot ask him, turn on the light when there's already one light bulb on. I can't ask him. But what can I do in these cases? Since I could benefit from it, I could hint him. And I could hint him in a way called, in Halacha, in Source 11, Remez She'eino B'derech Tzivui. Again, since I'm allowed to benefit the time when he turns off the light, when he turns off the air conditioner, so in that case, I can now hint him in a way that I'm not commanding him, just telling him a story, that is a way that I can actually hint him. So let's say it's very cold in the room, and I'm saying, oh boy, it's so cold in the room. So I'm not telling him, oh, I wish someone will turn off the air conditioner. I'm not saying, oh, I wish the lights would have been off. I'm just saying, oh boy, it's so cold in the room. So in that case, he could come and turn it off, and it's fine. So this is what's called Remez She'eino B'derech Tzivui. I'm not saying, oh, I wish someone will turn off the light, or turn on the air conditioner, or turn off the air conditioner. I'm saying a story. And he understands from the story that something's bothering me, and he can now go ahead and do that. So again, I cannot say, oh, I wish someone will turn off the air conditioner. I can't do that. But I can say, oh, it's so cold here. Now he turns off the air conditioner. That's fine. Oh, it's so much light in the room and my eyes are burning. So in that case, oh, you can now come and turn off the light. That is a remez she'eino b'derech tzivui. And the hana, the benefit that was coming, is indirect hana. That is okay.
And again, sorry, when you said to a separate, when he puts on the light, there's a very light room.
Yeah.
When that light could then turn it off,
yeah.
Even though it's really a grumma.
Why is that a grumma?
Because when he turned it on, he didn't need it.
No, I mean, it's not a grumma. I mean, he directly turned on the light. And I did benefit from it. It's an additional benefit. He created something directly. My hana was less of a hana because it's only a tosefet hana. I am not benefiting as much as I would have benefited had I didn't have the light over there. So that is another thing. So again, so beyond the isser of asking things for the non-Jew, there's also the isser from benefiting from the non-Jew, even without asking him, right? But again, there are two exceptions. If he does things on his own, I can benefit from it. That is indirect ana and tosefes ana. And if I ask in a way that it's a remez shel derech tzivui, that is fine. Okay? Very good. We're going ahead. So these are the times that could actually hint to the non-Jew. Only in these two cases, they have to serve a sana or indirect sana. I can do a remez, and again, remez she'eino b'derech tzivui, just telling the story. Now let's see when I can actually say to the non-Jew, do for me this and that. And that is actually more common than the cases of asking in the way of a hint. There are more scenarios you could actually directly tell him, do this for me, rather than hinting. So we have a few examples. Example number one is Letzorech Mitzvah. In Source 13, famous Gemara in Masechet Gittin, that person that buys a field in Surya, HaKoneset in Surya, KeKoneh B'Parvayet Yerushalayim. If you buy a house in Surya, it's a place which is a shtickel Eretz Yisrael, so in that case, it's like buying a house in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara asks, Lemay HaKasa, okay, for which halacha do I actually need this halacha? This is like Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Shekotvim alav uno afilu b'Shabbat. They could write a shtar mechira on this land also on Shabbos. What? You could write a shtar on Shabbos? You cannot write things on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Omer la'oved kochavim ve'oseh. You could ask the non-Jew to write for you the shtar on Shabbos. Writing is an iser deraisa derabanan. Deoraisa, you could ask him to do something on Shabbos, which is deoraisa for the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So we already see here from this Gemara that for the sake of a mitzvah, you could ask a non-Jew to do an iser deoraisa, write for me a shtar. Now the question is this true for every single mitzvah or only for the grand mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Shulchan Aruch says in Source 15, says Shulchan Aruch in Source 15, that no, davar shenu melacha v'ino asur l'asov b'shabbat ela mishum shvut, things which are only derabanans, you could mutar l'Yisrael lomar l'ino yehudi l'asov b'shabbat v'hu she'e mitzvot choli, o mitzvot rabbe, o mipnei mitzvah. that you could ask the non-Jew for the sake of a mitzvah to do what? Only something which is a derabanan. Only something which is a shvus. Hence the famous name, shvus. The shvus, letzorech mitzvah. Shkodoch says, you could always ask a non-Jew to do an isur derabanan for the sake of any mitzvah. Only, but we could only ask, do for me an isur derabanan. I don't have no example for an isur derabanan, but you could ask it to do an isur derabanan for the sake of a mitzvah. I'll tell you what, it's a karmelis, right? Yeah, let's say there is no erev outside, and walking and carrying on Shabbos is only an isur derabanan. So you could ask the non-Jew, bring sidurim for my son in shul, okay? Go ahead and bring for me a sidur from shul. My benchers are, I don't know where, bring me a seder from shul. So I'm asking him to carry something in a place where you have an isur derabanan, let's give a mitzvah, shvus the shvus, the tzorech mitzvah. That is, according to Shulchan Baruch. And he says that only Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the famous mitzvah, the big mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, only that enables you to do an isur deraisa by the non-Jew. Okay, so everyone agrees for the sake of a mitzvah, ask the non-Jew do only isur derabanan. But if it's for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, even ask him to do an isur deoraisa. However, there is the Rama who brings the famous shita of the Baal Ha'itu. Very famous shita of Baal Ha'itur, says the Rama in source 16. Yesh omrim demutar lomar leino yehudi lehadlik lo ner leseuda shabbat. The lights are out in your house. And now you have your Shabbos meal. It's not pleasant to have your Shabbos meal with no lights. You could ask the non-Jew, turn on a light for me on Shabbos. Wait a second, that is an Isra deraisa. Yes, indeed. Mishum desviralei mutar amira le'neudi afilu bimlacha gmura. You could manage, ask the non-Jew, do for me an Isra deraisa for the sake of a mitzvah. So you have this iter who says, ask the non-Jew to do for me an isur deraisa for the sake of a mitzvah. Please take my keys, drive to shul, and bring me a chumash, because I want to see there a Dvar Torah. That is allegedly according to the Bali Itur. However, the Ma concludes in Surah 16, and he says, "Veyesh la'achmir b'makom she'ein tzorach gadol." He says, "Listen, this is too much. Majority of poskim say that it's only Isra Derabanan is allowed, so you should be machmir unless it is a great need." The Shla says in Surah 17, "Hashla ichmir af letzorach gadol." Even if you mamish really need this thing, no, you should be machmir. When are we going to be mekel and ask the non-Jew do for me Isra Deoraisa? Says Mishabur in Surah 17 in Sif Katun Kafhei, he says that if, let's say, the Eruv is now torn apart, and outside you have a Reshus HaRabim Deoraisa, says the Mishabura, since now many people are now going to do Averis because of that, ask the non-Jew, tie together the string of the Eruv, which is an Isra Deoraisa of Kosher, because this is a Mitzvah Derabin. So again, this was a bit confusing. The Gemara says, ask the non-Jew, do an Isra Deraisa for the sake of the mitzvah. Shulchan Aruch says, no, you could only ask Isra Derabanan for the non-Jew for the sake of a mitzvah, except the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Then you could ask him to do an Isra Deraisa. But the Rama says, the final conclusion for Ashkenazim is, that you can ask the non-Jew, do for me an Isra Deraisa, when we're now actually doing a mitzvah for the sake of rabbin. For the sake of many. But if it is only for one person, I need a sitter from shul, or do for me something personally, in that case, you could never ask him to do an Isur Deraisa, only an Isur Derabanan. Okay? So let's say a practical nafkamina, very important to know, in the footnote number one, Igros Moshe is saying a case, that what happens, so he's actually giving an example of indirect tana'ah, which is a chaval, so I'll just say another example. Let's say the lights turn off here in shul. Let's say it's boiling hot outside and the air conditioner is off. So since this is a mitzvah of rabim, people will say, I can't stand here, I can't be here inside here. So they will leave shul. This is a tzorech mitzvah of many people. In this case, you could directly say to him, Enrique, go turn on the lights, go turn on the air conditioner. Because this is a tzorech mitzvah of rabim, ask it to do a mitzvah deoraisa for you. If it wasn't for many, it was only for one person, you could only ask him to do an Isra Derabanan. Okay? That is important for us. We'll discuss soon going to Minyan soon, but we'll leave that for the moment. Okay. So this is asking the non-Jew to do for you something on Shabbos for the sake of a mitzvah. Now let's see another exemption.
The strong does Chrome help with that? Does it matter?
No need. No need. Go ahead and do it directly. Don't play with the buttons. Go press the button and turn the lights for us. And then stay sure. Yes, you can do that. Now that I think about it, once downstairs, when we were looking for places to give a shira at the Shka Minyan, so I think it was dark in the Beit Midrash next door, and then Enrique came and turned on the lights. So I felt a bit bad about it, but now I think about it, this is a mitzvah for Rabbim. We have at least 10 people in that shira, even more, Baruch Hashem, much more. And so yes, I mean, we could have even asked indirectly, turn on the lights. I'll tell you even more, it's very cold downstairs, so you can maybe even ask him, turn on the heater in the room while we're here, because this is for our shir here. Psh, no, now that I think about it, we could actually do that. Not only text Bobby. So it says, okay, so that is the case of a mitzvah, right? Okay, so remind me next time. We're down in the social hall, and it's fine. So now, another exemption that you could actually ask the non-Jew directly, and that is the case of Choli. Says Shulchan Aruch, in source 18, however, he is bedridden and he needs the help of a non-Jew. Omrim la'akum la'asad lo refuah. It says Mishabra in source 19, afilum l'cha deoraita. A choyle, a sick person, which is not because of mefesh. It's a choyle she'en basakana. But he needs the help of the non-Jew. He is bedridden. In that case, you could ask the non-Jew, do for me a melacha deoraisa. And not only that, says Shulchan Aruch in source 20, ba'aratzot karot, mutar le'me yodesa b'dura, b'shuik tanin. Let's say it's cold outside, and we have children in the house. So children, by definition, the halacha, recognizes children as a choyle she'en basakana. You could ask the non-Jew directly, do for me something. I was once in a hotel, and the lights were for some reason on, not intentionally, but I had a child that needed to sleep, and the light was disturbing. I think I already asked the non-Jew, go and turn off lights. No need to hint, nothing. Go ahead and do that. Or it was hot in the room, go and turn on the air conditioner. Because every single child is a chol l'shem b'sakana, and you can ask him to do for you a malacha de'oraisa in that case. For any young kid, if you remember Svichas Chavar, there was a machlokas, what is a katan? Ages 3, 6, 9, bar mitzvah, okay, that's already back to last year. But for any chol l'shem b'sakana, including ktanim, young children, you could ask non-Jew directly, do for me an iser de'oraisa, turn on the lights. Okay? That is, go and drive and buy for a child, buy medicine for him. Yes, because he's a chol l'shem b'sakana, and you could definitely do that. One second, okay. So that is another exception. Another important exception is that even adults who are not chol l'shem b'sakana, but they live in very, very cold places, like Canada, so even they could ask non-Jew directly, turn on the heater. Because ever are considered to be sick people for in the case of a cold weather, so in that case you could ask the non-Jew, turn on the heater for me. So let's say it's very cold in Canada, and your heater for some reason is off, ask the non-Jew, go fix, turn on everything. You could do that because HaKol Cholim, in the case of cold. I brought here in the footnote that in the Eretz Yisrael, so Shmishas Kilchasa says also the opposite, that everyone are sick in the case of a very hot weather, you could ask him directly, turn on the air conditioner in my house. Okay? That is Achol L'Shem B'Sakana, which is bedridden. The next level of Choyle, says Shulchan Aruch in Source 21. So if it's a mixas choili, if he's slightly sick but not really bedridden, so in that case you could only ask shavuz de shavuz, only ask him to do an isur de rabbanon. And if it's only a mechush ba'am in Source 22, and if it's only a slight headache, so in that case you cannot ask him to do malacha at all, not a deraisa or de rabbanon, because it's only mechush ba'am, he's not sick at all. So another very important kula, and this will be very, very nugat for us, is a choyle she'ein bo sakana. You could ask the non-Jew, do an iser deraisa. So let's say a child is complaining that his ear is hurting, so you could ask the non-Jew, manage, do iser deraisa, and look in his ear, turn on the light, look in his ear, turn on the light in my instrument, and look inside his ear, because in the case of choyle, you could ask him to do an iser deraisa. Okay? we're good. So we saw here that you can ask a non-Jew in the case of a mitzvah to do nisr derabanan, unless it's a mitzvah derabim. And in the case of choyli, so every choyli shebe sakana, you could ask him to do mamish in isr deoraisa when he is bedridden. Okay, so now let's start seeing practical examples, which will be, I think, a bit different than what we learned in Tzvichas Chaver, and which appear in the Sefer Ezekna of Rav Rimon. So, he, first of all, brings a very interesting table. In source, in page 3, you'll see on the top of the page, on the side, so his brother, the brother of Rav Yosef Tzvi Rimon, is, I think, Rav Ephraim Rimon his name is, and he is a geriatric doctor, that's what they call it? Geriatric? Yeah? So he's a rofe geriatri, a geriatric doctor, and he said the following statistics, very, very interesting. He says, how do we define seniors? How do we find people who are quite old? Are they halakhically sick? He says the following thing. He brings here a very interesting table. He says, until the age of 75, he's considered to be healthy. Between the age of 75 to 85, so if the person is independent, atzma'i v'takin, his halachic status is bari. But if the person between the ages of 75 and 85, margish chulsha, he feels a bit weak, but he's not bedridden, still, if he's in that age group, says Rav Yosef Tzvi Rimon, he's a choyle she'ein bo sakana. So according to Rav Rimon, any senior between the ages 75 to 85, that is slightly weak, not really sure what that means, but he's slightly weak, although he's not bedridden, he is, by definition, a choyle she'ein bo sakana, and he will say that consequently, he will say, that you could actually ask him directly to do an Isra D'Oraisa for the sake of this senior person. And if the person is above 85, even if he is atzma'i v'takin, even if he is independent, and he could actually go around and do things, so in that case, in the majority of cases, he says, la'rov, choylish im b'sakana. So this table on its own, in my mind, is a mind-blowing chiddush, that he says that any adult between 75 to 85, which is slightly weak, is a choylish im b'sakana, he could ask directly, and above 85, even if he is with it, most cases, he says, he's a choylish im b'sakana. Unbelievable. So, consequently, this actually means that any person between the age of 75 to 85 could ask, in many cases, "Dufmin isur deoraisa." So brings Rav Rimon in source 23, "Ha'im utar levakesh b'tzura meforeshet me'oved zar lilchos hakaftorei ha'malit avor kashish." Let's say you have a senior that he wants to go now on a walk, but he lives on the fourth floor, and it's hard for him to go back and forth and this and that. So can he ask the non-Jew to turn on, to press the buttons? So he says, "Kfi sheraynu, mutar leoved hazar la'asot b'shabbat peula ha'asura medarabanan." So for some reason, I think he actually calls this in this order, but in the case of the elevator, "Im yesh b'kach mitzvah mitzvah o mniyat zar, lachen kashish sherotze atzet mebeito kedei litpalel." A senior wants to now go to shul, because it's good for him. Or he wants to have a Shabbos meal. If the senior wants to have fresh air, or he gives an example, just not feel lonely. He's alone at home with his non-Jew. He wants to walk around. So in that case, mutar levakesh ma'oved zar la'asia oto b'ma'alit l'shem kach. So once there is some kind of medical need, and you have here a senior, so in that case, you can mamish ask him directly. I think he also holds that an elevator is nisr derabanan, but I think he also wants to say that even if it is a deoraisa, you could ask the non-Jew to do that. So I would like to suggest in the case of my hotel program in Chadera 5 years ago, so in that case, this is for sure a tzorich mitzvah, for sure. And you also have here seniors, many of the people there were seniors, so they... For them to miss Seder or to have a Seder alone, not part of the entire group, that could be maybe for them a minyas tzar that has some kind of health benefit for them. And maybe in that case, you can ask directly, please take Mr. Whatever to floor 22 for Seder.
You wouldn't be able to pitch a button.
Sorry?
You wouldn't be able to
So, good question. There will be a bit of a problem for me hitching a ride on the elevator, because if this is not a good elevator, suppose Kim say that you adding weight to the elevator, it adds up a few more things, and that is a problem. If it is a good elevator, and I think the new elevators are good in that aspect, that you're not actually starting any things happening there, so in that case, yeah, you can hitch. Because, yeah, I think you can. Because if there's no Isser for, yeah, I think you can. Maybe the Marasayan is like the almonds outside of the milk almond. In Halacha, we said that if you have milk almond with meat, so you have the almonds outside, it's like a sign to tell the world, this is okay. So the senior citizen is also the sign to the world that, yeah, maybe he's okay. Maybe there's a Marasayan. Yeah, not always, because as we said, that if you have, in the case of the milk almond, you have thing outside telling the world, it's fine. Not always. It depends what.
To what extent does tirka play into it? For example, first of all, walking up and how much, but also telling the hotel, why did you put it on the 22nd floor? Move down the...
So that was indeed the mistake, not of the hotel, but rather of the Pesach program. The following year, the Seder was on the second floor.
But in other words, it was already too late.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was a mistake and you're done. Okay. That's what happened. Maybe those who had the program, not the rabbi of the program, but those who arranged the program, so they maybe they did an Avera, but those who were already there Lemaisa, so they could indeed ask the Danju to press the buttons for them. Yeah. It was a bring.
And how do you define this situation?
So I would say, according to this table of Rav Rimon, beyond the age of 75, which is for sure weak to go all the way up to floor 22, and this might be even makum tsar in his case, and this could also maybe affect his emotional and mental health. He's going to miss Seder night and be I don't know what. So yes, maybe this is the reason to maybe even an Isser deraisa, according to Rav Rimon. I don't know, but he says you can press the elevator for the sake of a trip for a walk. I think that Seder night is not less. Of a good reason. So I walked all the way back to all the way to the 22nd floor. But in that case, for other people, it was fine. Yeah. So for sure, it makes a difference. For sure, right? If it was an Isser Darabanan, so even I could ask. Listen, I'll be very tired in 22. So please do the Isser Darabanan for me to Shavuz Shavuz. But if we hold that it might be deraisa, so I would say that would be good only for people who are seniors.
What's the last thing that we
have? Last there, he says, "Bekol mikre shesafek sakana." Whenever you have a suffix, real sakana, either physical or emotional, you yourself could do an Isser deraisa. Of course, pikuach nefesh. He also brings a very interesting he'ara, whether tefillah b'tzibur, davening with the minyan, is that also a tzorech mitzvah? So that was also mentioned last year in Smichas Chaver, that we brought the Chavis Yoir, that says, that let's say you are in a cottage, and for some reason the minyan is only on an island in the middle of Lake, which lake is it? Simcoe, in the middle of Lake Simcoe. So in that case, can you take a ferry to there? So that's an Isser Darabanan. Can you ask a non-Jew? It's a Shavuz, Tzorech Mitzvah. Says Chavos Yor, no, daven alone, because daven with a minion is not enough of a mitzvah that will allow you to ask a non-Jew. So is this a Shavuz, Tzorech Mitzvah? No, it's not. But the majority of posts hold that davening with a minyan is for sure a mitzvah. You could do an Erev Tchumin only for mitzvahs, and Magen Avraham says it explicitly, you could do an Erev Tchumin for davening in a minyan, so you could also ask him to take you to a minyan. That's why back at the page number 2, in footnote number 1, the second example, says Orcha Shabbos, let's say there's a senior that wants to get to shul, but there is no Eruv, and he can't walk properly, so now the non-Jew is taking him on the wheelchair. So taking him will be an Isser Darabanan, carrying in the place without any Eruv, and asking the non-Jew is an Isser Darabanan, this will be essentially a shavuos to shavuos, a tzarich mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah to have in the shul, that will be okay. There was, I know that in London, I think I mentioned this in Smichas Chomer last year, that there is a shul as outside the London Eruv, but the rabbi of the shul nevertheless allowed people to ask their non-Jewish help to take the children in a stroller, because this is a shavuos, a tzarich mitzvah. And I know it was very, very questionable, because what mitzvah? What mitzvah? Shul. I mean, the children don't have to go to shul. On the contrary, it might be a shvus, it's a chavira if they're disturbing the drasha. But even if they're helping their mother to go daven, so who says that's allowed? I mean, maybe that for her it's not a mitzvah to daven at all, and for sure in a minyan. So maybe that's not okay. That was a shtickle dispute, machlokis in London. Can you ask the non-Jew to do that for you? Okay. So, for the last few minutes, I don't want to go too late. So I brought here these amazing tables that I gave you just a bunch of examples of medical treatments that the non-Jew might typically be asked to do for the sake of the Jew. So when can the Jew do it for the senior? And when can the non-Jew do it for the senior? So he brings here just a few important guidelines for a Jew. See in page 24, see in source 24, he says, let's see what a Jew could do for a senior. So he says again, so you have your three levels of choli. Choli sheyesh b'sakana, if it is mamish pikuach nefesh, even a Jew could do a mamash isur deraisa, no question asked. Of course, v'chai b'em, v'lo she'emut b'em, pikuach nefesh, doich shabbos. If you have what's called a sakanat aver, and that's the second example, that a limb is in danger, so the Jew could do only an isur derabanan. And if it's a choyle she'em bo sakana, so in that case, the non-Jew could do an isur deraisa, the Jew could do an isur derabanan b'shinui, and if that won't work, so you could do an isur derabanan in general. So that is for a chole she'ein bo sakana. Now remembering, you know what, that case is not so far-fetched. Once in Israel, there was a big storm, it was very cold, so there was a rabbi that posted a kula that he did on Shabbos, that he said it was very cold outside, and the electricity went off. So what happened was that his house didn't have any electricity, and it was cold. So what to do? So he went to the electric box, right to the box, and he turned it out back on bishinui. So he did actually an isra derabanan. So he said that since it was very cold, hakol choylim b'mokum tzina, he said, so all of us are essentially choleish emusakana. So that's why he did an isra derabanan. Right, he did an Isra Bishinui, it's an Isra Deraisa, turning on back on the lights, but it's an Isra Derabanan. I remember that many rabbis wrote against it, that he was wrong to do that, and he was upset that he had to post it on Facebook, but now that I'm thinking about it, is it completely far-fetched? It's an Isra Derabanan, and now he did an Isra Derabanan, sorry, he did an Isra Derabanan for the sake of Choylim, maybe it was fine, I don't know. Bishinui. Shinu makes it a derabanan. Yeah, if you remember Shlichas Chover, so yes, ask a non-Jew to do an Isra Deraisa b'shinui might be also Shavuos Shavuos. And indeed, I was told that in Shomer Shabbos, there is a lady that uses the elevator to come to Yizkor. So the rabbi there said that you could ask the non-Jew to directly press the button, but b'shinui, in order to have the elevator for her, take her to the ladies' section. So that is already a shvus de shvus, the tzorech mitzvah, and that's why it might be okay for her to do that. He's not so thrilled about that, the rabbi there. What? So not really sure why it is, but since they said it was very, very important for it to come, so it's either makom tzorech, tzorech mitzvah, tzorech nafshi. So he says the shvus, ask the non-Jew to press the button with his elbow, I guess, or something like that. I know that he's not 100% happy about that, but that's what I was told, but that's not a solution. So just a part here, a list of things that you could ask the non-Jew to do. Let's say, see an example in page 4, for instance. In page 4, so chitui petza, disinfection of a wound. Let's say a person's bleeding. So can you ask the non-Jew, or can you, let's say a child comes back home, he's crying, he fell, and now he's bleeding a bit, now you want to disinfect the place. So what can you do for this child, but not only for the child, but also for an adult who fell, happens a lot, can you now clean it for him? So using a cotton ball and putting on liquid of some sort, so that it's an Isra D'Oraisa, because it's soichet by putting the liquid, now putting it on him, it's schita, it's milaben, it's dash, it's a big problem, so that might be an Isra D'Oraisa, so you cannot do that, but you could do that if you put the ointment on the wound, and then like clean it off, that is okay, right? It's not the best thing, it's not the best in the world, but you could actually do that, put the ointment on, not the ointment, the liquid on the wound, then clean it with the cotton ball, that would be fine. Now let's say it happens to a senior, and this senior is considered to be a choyle, so you could ask directly the non-Jew, go and do it regularly to fix his wound, because since he needs you, by definition, he's a choyle shesh musakana, she'em musakana, and you can ask him to do Isra D'Oraisa. Let's say one example. Another example is rubbing on ointment, right? And then this will be our final example for tonight because it's getting really late. But let's say you want to ask a tavanish a shmir ointment on the wound of a senior or of a child. So we cannot shmir things on some kind of wound because the reason it is mimareach, it's in Isra maybe D'Oraisa to do that. So we cannot do that. But what can we do? We could like put the ointment on the wound and then put the band-aid on it, or put the ointment on the band-aid, then put the band-aid on the wound. That is things that we could actually do. If this is a senior that mamish needs help of a non-Jew, so he's considered to be a chodesh she'em b'sakana, so in that case, you could mamish tell him, put it on, rub it on usually, and that will be fine. Let's see another example in the end, which is very, very unfortunate. Let's see in page number 5, for instance. In page number 5. So let's say, to shower the senior. Let's say that while Leno, he becomes old, so he might have made himself dirty. So in that case, what can we do? Taking a shower in Shabbos using hot water is an Isra D'Rabbanan. Let's say you have kosher hot water from the Duchemesh, right? So it's an Isra D'Rabbanan of taking a shower with hot water on Shabbos because Gzerat Mechatzaot. So you cannot... One second. Yeah, sorry. So if it is, so interesting, actually he says, since it is a makum tsa'ar, so if the purpose of the shower is in order to prevent tsa'ar, so you have a Bir Halacha and Rabbi Akiva Iger that say that yes, even a Jew could also clean up this senior in that particular case. And if you don't have kosher water, right, and you have to turn on the heater, mamish to heat up the water, so if this is a senior that actually mamish needs the help of the non-Jews, so in that case you can ask to do Isra D'Oraisa, he can mamish boil the water for you on Shabbos and shower the senior. So these are a bunch of examples. If you want to take it home, you're more than welcome to do that. But we see from here that indeed, in many, many cases, the senior might have the status of a choyle she'em bo sakana. You could ask the non-Jew to do mamish isurim D'Oraisa for his both physical and emotional welfare.